The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. The short passage from St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians speaks about those of dust and those of heaven. Those being in the likeness or following in the footsteps of Adam. Adam being the first being created out of dust. And those of heaven following in the footsteps of Jesus, who is referred to in this portion of the letter as the second or the last Adam. Jesus is that last Adam that St. Paul speaks about, who is a life-giving spirit. This consideration of reaching for heaven, of pondering things that endure or that last forever, heavenly things, divine things, lifts us up out of the dust without neglecting or rejecting those natural roots or natural beings that God has created us to be. We are called also to take on a heavenly character as well. This discussion reminds me of a prayer that we offer, or that is offered during each Mass. The prayer is meant to be offered quietly. And so, very quietly, I pray this prayer, and priests pray this prayer within the Mass. By the mystery of this water and wine, as the water is added to the wine in the chalice to prepare it for the Eucharist, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. May we come to share in the divinity of Christ, because Christ has come to share in our humanity. We know that our natural being, that we have been created from dust, must be good, because God has chosen it to be this way. And it must be worth at least something, and worth, in fact, a great deal, for God Himself, pure, eternal being, chose to take on human form, came to share in our humanity, so that with this human nature, He may redeem all of humanity and, in essence, lift these created beings from the dust and into heaven. May we come to share in the divinity of Christ. And this sharing in Christ's divinity can take many forms and is exemplified amongst the rest of the scripture that we have been offered this day. For example, to live as one from heaven, those who are of heaven are like the one of heaven. We follow in the footsteps and character of Christ. So to be one of heaven is to follow Christ's instruction. Those who are heavenly love their enemies and do good to those who hate them. Who are patient and who are ready to endure suffering. Those who offer without any expectation of return. Realizing that what comes from heaven lasts longer and is more valuable than those things that come from earth. These earthly valuable things, money, prestige, other things that we may trade from one to the other. Lend without expecting any return. Give to all who ask of you. These are demanding instructions of Jesus, but continue to teach us that when we forego earthly things, when we are relaxed in our approach and our possessiveness of earthly things, then we have the freedom to cling to or to value or to claim the heavenly things that God is offering to us, which last forever, which are more valuable to us and to our soul. And when we are able to live in such a heavenly way, in the footsteps and in the character or nature of Christ, then we will not be forgotten. For our God will continue to be merciful to us, will continue to lift us up, will continue to shower us with the desired grace that He chooses to offer. So that to the degree that we are able to give, we will be given in such a way that only God can give abundantly, generously, so that our lives will be filled with grace. And the gifts that God desires and knows that are important for us to have in such a way that they are pressed down, shaken together, running over, overabundant, more than we need, so that the grace that is shared with us as we live a heavenly life can therefore run over the brim of our soul and be received and shared with others around us. David, in our first reading, demonstrates this heavenly way of being. It would be an action worthy of one from the dust, to take advantage of their ability to get close to Saul and dispatch him, as David's companion encourages him to. God has given your enemy into your hand today. Let me therefore pin him to the ground while we have this advantage. That is the desire and the request of David's companion. But instead, David says, do not destroy him. We have no right to destroy the one who has been anointed and consecrated by God. And so instead, David chooses to take with him the spear to prove that he had spared Saul's life, that he had acted in a heavenly way. And both of them, once they encounter each other the following day, realize the blessing that God has offered to both of them. David, for the virtue or the ability to make that wise and holy decision, and a blessing to Saul, God allowing David to spare his life, to be humbled in this action, and to be called through that to reconciliation or restoration with God. Both of them were showed blessings from God through the heavenly action of David. We have been chosen by Christ, and we have chosen Christ through our baptism and through our Christian life. Let us continue to follow after this heavenly being, this God of ours, and follow him in the path that he desires for us to follow, so that this grace that is available to us, this unity with God that is desired for us, will be ours, and to such a degree that God will bless us abundantly, overabundantly. And in this, let us give thanks and praise to the God who guides, leads, calls, and saves.